There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
I got another bitch stuck in me, but there ain't nothing new, it don't bother me. And she know I'll be calling her the VIP. I pop a bottle for them hoes, it don't stress me.
Hello? 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 Oh. Okay, this is Sierra. I don't think anyone is hearing me right now, but unfortunately, this is total awesome. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I guess I am here, but no one is actually hearing me, so I'm just going to go on. Anyway, I'm here, and this is the download, just that you know, here on Dollhouse Radio. And we have so many things to talk to you with tonight. Oh, my God. We are still talking about the GFE. And for you all who don't know, GFE is the girlfriend experience. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break for you like that. I was like reading two things at once. But for you all who don't know, it's the girlfriend experience. And I know everyone has talked about the girlfriend experience. And well, actually, you probably haven't really known, but if you've been on my website, you have learned about the girlfriend experience. And this is something that most providers offer, is the girlfriend experience. And it seems that more and more people are offering the girlfriend experience, or at least asking for the girlfriend experience, but they're, you know, it's not something that's been offering before. And I don't know if you've been on my show before, but we always talk about the girl on the side. And I think the girlfriend experience is also the girl on the side. So I wanted to talk more about the girlfriend experience because I think it's something that we really need to talk about because it's something that more and more guys are offering for, or at least asking for. And it's a little something different from the thing you ask from the girl you're paying to have some fun experience with. And this is a very interesting thing. I'm sorry, you're probably hearing my phone going off in the background because, you know, that's just how things are. But I really want to talk about the girlfriend experience tonight because I think you guys know so much more about this than I do. And I'm looking to hear your opinion tonight. So this is going to be a whole lot of fun. And, oh, my God, we have so many things going on tonight. This is going to be so much fun. So I'm hoping that you all will call in. And, God, I hate to say this. I can't even think of the number right now. But when you call in, the number is 646-595-4038. And we are on Dollhouse Radio. Dollhouseradio.com. Most awesome radio station in the world, and I am the download. Actually, I am the host of the download, and I am Sierra. And pretty sure in just a few moments, we're going to have Lolan join us to talk about the girlfriend experience. So we're going to talk about that tonight. And I don't know if you listened to our show last week. Last week we were talking. Well, actually, last week we had our we had our Halloween episode, which also had to talk about, you know, dressing up and doing things for a guy. And then before then, it was talking about being a girl on the side. And I think that when you do the girlfriend experience, it's the same as being a girl on the side. And I don't know if you all know my website, which is SierraSecret.com. And if you go to SierraSecret.com, I have talked a whole lot about the girlfriend experience. And I know a lot of people are wondering, what the hell is a GFE? Okay, so when you have a provider, you have many choices in the things that you have in a provider. And one of the things that you do is a GFE or a PSE, which is a porn star experience. So the girlfriend experience actually involves you spending time with a girl, talking with a girl. It may even involve you. Spending time and going out to dinner with a girl, but it also involves kissing and touching and so much more than just what most call girls would actually involve into an experience. And I've actually wondered why more guys want the girlfriend experience. Because are you asking for this because you think that this is what your money is worth? Or maybe it's because that you're not exactly getting this at home and this is what you want. Or maybe it's really a little bit more than, you know, someone you can talk to. Because in a girlfriend experience, this is someone you actually get to sit down and talk to. And you spend a little bit of time with this person. So in the girlfriend experience, it's not just getting your groove on. It's like all of us like to say, you're not just getting your groove on. You're actually spending time with the person. Though as a girlfriend, I would say that might be a little bit more than what a girlfriend might like to hear about, a real girlfriend, because you're only paying for a girlfriend experience for a couple of hours. So I'm curious to find out, why would you ask for a girlfriend experience when you're just paying a provider for so much? So that is my typical question tonight. But we have so much going on tonight. And I hate to say this to you guys. I have Lola texting me, and she's, like, totally calling in. But I have this really, really bad phone, and so she can't really get in. So, Lola, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
There you are. Oh, my God. So, nice to hear. You know what? Okay. This is so bad for me. I have this really, really old iPhone, and I'm not willing to change, but I think I'm going to have to go there. But I'm so glad to have you with me.
I'm glad to be here. I was wondering what was going on.
I know. This is so weird, right? So, as you all know, I am the host, Sierra Devine, and I am the host of The Down Low. And with me is my co-host, Lola Lane. Hi, Lola, again.
Hi. I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? We have this happen before.
I know, but, okay, so what we're talking about tonight, okay, so as you know, our show is about being the other woman, but the other woman is also the GFE, which is the girlfriend experience, right?
Well, I don't really personally look at the GFE as a hobbyist perspective. I don't look at it as she's being the other woman. I look at it as it's the girlfriend experience, which is just for that moment, just for that hour, just for that 2 hours, just for that experience that somebody wants.
Do you really think that a GFE can only be an hour, though? I mean,
you're talking for
a girlfriend experience here.
But, well, it's not maybe not just for an hour, but it can be a couple hours. I think when you get into being the other woman, that's a totally different thing. We're talking about hobbyists that are just looking for some time, not like days or something. That's something else. That's when you're the mistress. That's when you're the mistress. But for this particular time, whether it's a couple of hours, whether it's a 3 hour, they're wanting to have that girlfriend time, whether that's going out to dinner, whether it's talking. It's much, much more than just getting down to business, which I heard you say. So let's say somebody wants a mistress.
It's so much more than just getting down to business. I actually agree with you.
Somebody wants a mistress for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Praise to me, like big praise about it.
You know, I think a lot of guys, and what I actually asked this question a couple of times. I found a lot of guys didn't even know what the girlfriend experience was. Can you explain what a girlfriend experience is?
The GFE, to my understanding, is when a guy wants to feel like he's not being rushed, like he wants to have, like, a pretend loving experience. Like you really care about somebody for just whatever that time is. You want to hold hands. They want to be able to talk to you. They want to be able to vent and whatever a girlfriend would do, you know, just for that, whatever that time is. It was crazy to me because if I was a guy, I don't know if I would want a girlfriend experience with someone I don't really know. And it's just kind of weird to me, but I guess the reason why I thought about this show is because I want to know what's in the guy's head. Why does he want this girlfriend experience with somebody he doesn't know? Is it because he's not getting something at home? Or is it just that's how he likes to do his thing? Or is he not just wanting to be a hobbyist? Or
it's kind of a straight no chaser kind of thing. It's like, you know, well, actually, it's not a straight no chaser. It's like, you know, I want to get to know you for a minute and then just, like, you know, kind of love on you and, you know, be there with you kind of thing, isn't it?
I think so. I think there's a couple of things going on in the guy's head. I think that some guys need a little affection to feel comfortable to be with the girl. And the other guys, I think, maybe worried about, you know, the amount of their money they're spending, and they just, you know, like, hey, I need just to be a certain way. And I think some other guys in their mind, they really have a problem with being a hobbyist. So they would feel more comfortable if I can sit for a minute, then you wouldn't feel like you're such a hobbyist. That's what I think.
I get that. The worst thing about this, okay, I hate to say this. I actually had notes on this. And I'm sitting here looking, I'm like looking around my desk and I'm going, where the frack are my notes? And I don't have any notes on this, so I'm just going to have to go straight off the head here. But, you know, I kind of feel the same way. I think that, you know, it's so weird because, you know, you always think of guys, and this is just my point of view, and tell me if I'm wrong. Please tell me if I'm wrong. But we always think of guys as just being able to have sex without having any kind of emotion or any kind of connection. And we always think that when you call a call girl or a provider, as we like to say nowadays, a provider or a call girl or an escort, that you don't need to have any kind of connection with that person.
Yeah. But
when you're asking for a GFE, you're asking for a particular connection with that person. You want to have some type of connection with that person.
You do.
Or at least feel like you have a connection with that person.
Exactly. At least feel like it. And there's so many books, and I actually seen a movie. I can't think of the name, based on this whole GFE thing, because it's just the same.
I think it was Sasha Gray, right? Is it Sasha Gray?
I think that, yes, that's her, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it's just the craze, you know, when you look in online.
Who's a wonderful person, by the way. I have met her a few times.
Yeah, when you're looking online and you go on Craigslist or GFE, are you a GFE, are you a GFE? I've even seen where guys are asking for girls for cuddle partners, where they're willing to pay women to cuddle.
Yeah.
I see an ad where a guy
wants
a cuddle partner, and for somebody to be nice to his dog. Isn't that hilarious?
Wait a minute. Someone to be nice to his dog and to be nice to him?
A cuddle partner and to be nice to his doggy.
Oh, okay. So I've never heard of a cuddle partner, to be honest. And as most people know, I've had a background in the courtesan service and escort service, but I've never, like, this is completely new to me because it's been many years ago now. But, wow. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. That also, it humanizes men, to be honest with you. It's like, oh, wow, you actually want a connection?
Yeah,
I thought you just wanted to get off and move on.
Research because I'm putting together a book, but it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, everybody has a need for a minute to feel loved or to get some type of attention. They want to feel like cuddling. Okay, like what is that about? You didn't want to have that mother experience for a minute, or is it the girlfriend? What is it about? I'm trying to figure out what's going on in these guys' heads.
Wow, that is okay. So we have so got to talk more about this. I am so interested in this because really, this is very interesting to me. But unfortunately, we have to go to a break right now, and we're going to come right back. And we are so going to get into way more of this. So we are going on a break because we have to pay a little bit of bills here.
Dalhouse Radio, home of the indie artists, airs live 7 days a week with 15 of the hottest shows, offering something for everyone. We bring you all the top celebrity and porn star news and gossip and showcase the hottest up-and-coming indie artists. If you want more information about our shows and the Dalhouse Radio family, check out our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Make sure you're checking our Hot Sugar blog daily to find out all the latest entertainment scoops. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Dennis Good, Maya, Rashawn Will, Andrea Morel, Mila J, Torsha Lynn, and London. Check their music out on all of our shows. R&B girl group Heroin joins Dalhouse Radio Digital beginning November 11th. Be sure to tune in to Dalhouse TV at www.dalhouseradio.com. If you miss any of the Dalhouse Radio shows, you can listen to them on demand at blogtalkradio.com/Dalhouse Radio. Truth Be Told is now accepting submissions for November's Battle of the Indie. Submit your MP3, bio, and photo to truthbetoldstl@gmail.com. Due to the holiday this month, the Battle of the Indie will be November 19th. November 25th through the 29th, Dollhouse Radio shows will not air for the Thanksgiving holiday and will resume on November 30th. Indie artists, interested in getting your music to the head of the line and in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, or having your video featured on our website? And businesses and promoters, are you looking to advertise your brand or event? Check out our promo packages available on the Dollhouse Radio website. All inquiries should be sent to dollhouseradio@gmail.com. And now, back to your program.
Hey guys, welcome to the download. This is Sierra Devi and my sexy, sexy co-host Lillian. How are you doing?
Hey guys, I'm good.
Hey. You know, usually I have like notes sitting in front of me, but today I'm not doing that. Today we're just winging it and we're talking exactly how we feel. Then again, you know what? We always talk about exactly how we feel, don't we?
We do. Yes, we do.
I think we do sometimes. We just get off on rapping. So today we're talking about the GFE and how you guys feel about being, about, you know, the GFE. And for those of you who don't know, and which I realized later as I posted this on my website, a lot of guys didn't even know what a GFE is.
Wow.
Were you surprised?
I'm surprised. Well,
I
know. Because it's a hobbyist thing. I guess if they're not hobbyists, they wouldn't probably know. So, but this is a term that guys like to call themselves hobbyists now.
Yes. Everyone's called a hobbyist now, and we are called. I shouldn't say we because I'm not a provider, but you know, the rest of us are called providers. Providers. So, you know, I want to let you all know, you can definitely rein in on this whole thing. All you have to do is call 646-595-4038, and if you want to talk to us, just push the number 1. That's pretty easy. So, but yes, it's a whole hobbyist thing, and everyone is looking for a GFE, which is a girlfriend experience.
Yes.
Which I think actually is very, very interesting, to be honest. You brought this to my attention.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me. I just, because, like I said, if I was a guy, I don't know if I would want to have that girlfriend experience with somebody I didn't know. For me, probably, I would be like, let's get down to business. You know, if I was a guy, maybe I'm a creepy type of guy.
I always think that guys, when they call a provider, they just want to get down to business and get it going on. But that's just my opinion. But we have a couple of guys' opinions here. I hate to tell you this. Well, I don't hate to tell you this, but we have a few guys' opinions because we actually really want to know this. We are very, very curious about this. So we have a caller from the 305 area. Are you online?
Yes, I am.
There you are. Hi,
hey,
how are you doing? What's your name? And well, you don't have to give your real name, but what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Markinson. Actually, I'm living in the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay,
cool.
Welcome. Welcome to the down low.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that, the girlfriend experience. Wow, really.
Have you had the girlfriend experience yet?
I have before.
Yeah.
I've tried
it
one time before. Yeah, it was exciting, but then there's always. I guess it's like a this bit of excitement and things that you can do normally with the other that you can't do at home.
Oh.
Now, when you say the other, I'm sorry, but I just have to ask because you know. I keep it real right now. When you say the other, are you saying your other as in your girlfriend or as the other provider?
Let's say you have another provider.
Okay, another provider. So you're doing different things with the GFE than you are doing with your provider. I'm sorry, I just have to ask these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're looking
for
the survivor.
Really ask.
You're looking for the DSC at home.
Exactly.
Oh.
Really? What is the difference?
What is the difference?
I just gotta know.
I don't know. I think it's just that rush of excitement too. Like I said,
okay.
I mean, when you're, it's just, you know, this. I guess at being at home, it can get kind of like, to some people, it can get kind of boring.
Okay.
So you want
Seriously?
That extra
okay.
excitement outside of outside of home. So you go for
okay.
the other.
Okay, I
and sometimes
it. It
the
can
other
get a little
usually
boring.
Does more than what the one at home
so you're
does.
Not getting exactly what your girlfriend is giving. You're getting a little bit, even though you're getting a girlfriend experience, it's a little more than what you're getting from your actual girlfriend.
Exactly.
Okay, I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
So I got to ask one question, though.
What's that?
So do you pay more for the GFE than for just, you know, regular experience?
Actually, sometimes, no.
No? Okay, so it depends on the girl, huh?
Exactly. I mean,
some
I think what
just
made
a natural GFE.
Exactly. Yeah. And some
okay.
aren't.
Okay.
But
no,
although
no, that's
I don't
a
mind,
good thing.
I mean, I don't mind
See,
spending,
I...
but you know, like
mm-hmm.
I said, there's still always that. You know, I guess you know that just real feel of excitement. It's like a rush that you get, like
okay.
you know, jumping
okay.
off of a mountain or something, or a cliff or whatever. This
oh,
rush
ooh,
you get
it's
moment.
Like jumping off a mountain. That's an experience right
wow.
there, honey.
Yeah,
ooh, I want to jump off a mountain. I want to jump off a mountain.
So when you have
for
a
GFE.
That experience again?
Or a BFE.
Or BFE.
The BFE. I need a BFE experience right now.
Okay.
So, thank you so much. You know, I do like to hear these things. We do have one other caller. I think he's from, let's see. Do we have, let's see, Joseph? I don't know. Joseph from 352? 352 area code?
Hello there, Sierra.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back, Lola Lane.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm back.
You're welcome. Just listening to your show about your girlfriend experience. I wish I could give you an answer on that, but actually, I don't quite.
Have you ever had a GFE experience?
I'm sorry, I can't say I have. I'm kind of single at the moment.
Well, isn't the whole point of having a GFE experience when you're single?
You would want to have a GFE if you were hobbying. Do you think that you would rather have a GFE or just have a regular session with somebody? Or would you prefer a GFE?
I think all of the above.
Oh, okay.
He's just going for the whole mantra here.
Of course, I would like a girlfriend experience, and if I do, I would like want to have one. I would like to have it probably either with you, Lola Lane, India, or Imani Rose.
Oh, okay.
If it's all right with you.
I hate to say it, but I don't offer a GFE experience. I don't offer experience. I don't do one-on-one. So.
She's looking for a BFE. She's looking for a BFE.
Yeah, I'm looking for a BFE,
like
yes.
Well, that too.
We are still here.
Oh, sorry. You said BFF. For that too. Is what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Oh, okay.
Nevertheless, I meant to say I would have said this last week, but congratulations on bringing a new co-host onto your show, Elena Evans. But nevertheless, I still enjoy listening to both you and Lola Lane.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. I miss listening to her last Friday since she wasn't on your show, so I thank you once again for coming back on the show tonight, Lola.
Thank you.
Well, Lola's
that's
here every
that.
Other week. And, you know we
you
can't
both.
Live without you, so.
Love you both. Keep
love
up
you
the good work.
Thank you. We have one other caller from the 708 area code.
Hello, ladies.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello.
There you are.
There I am.
It sounds almost like a familiar voice. I'm not sure because, you know, I'm not really good with voices.
Oh, now you better recognize me this week.
Is this Funny Is this the bear? Sugar Bear, what's your friend name, Sugar Bear?
Let's see. Okay, yeah, I'm a bear. Let me see. I have to make you talk about this, Mike. Yes, it's me. It's Teddy.
There you are. You know how bad I have a voice. Don't be trying to trick me now.
Probably because I just woke up from I dozed off. And I woke up about 10. I said, oh, my God, it's 10:15.
This is in time for our show.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I
got to get your opinion, though.
Well, you know, that's something that personally I have not experienced, but I do have an opinion. I think, like, the first caller that called in, if somebody is looking for a provider that provides either the GSE or the PSE, because I had not heard of those terms, or I didn't recognize those terms until you posted them last night.
I did post an article and I did say exactly what I'm, because I knew that most of y'all didn't know what I was talking about.
But I had then, because I'm a Miami, was a CSI Miami, and a Law and Order SVU fan. So I just happened to turn on CSI Miami, and they mentioned it. And, of course, one of the policemen didn't know what it was, and the other one explained it to him. But I also did a little, you know.
I can't believe we've gone mainstream with this.
a little light reading. Well, you know, that's a crime show, so, you know, they have all kinds of crime. They're investigators. But I also did a little light reading. I Googled. Thank God for Google these days. And so I found out what they meant. And the Urban Dictionary really explained it. So my opinion is, or my thoughts on it is kind of different than the first caller. I think that someone who is that looking for, especially the GSE experience, GFE rather, I think they're missing something at home. I think if they have a girlfriend or a wife, that if they have to go out to get the girlfriend experience, he kind of said that the person that they have in their life, girlfriend, wife, is not doing something that they want done. But then there's a bit of miscommunication or lack of communication there also. Go ahead.
Because, you know, the girlfriend, I personally think, and this is my opinion, I always say this is my opinion, it's not everyone else's opinion. My personal opinion is when you're looking for the girlfriend experience, you're looking for someone to chat with, to spend some time. You actually want to spend some time with someone. You're not just talking about sex now. You're actually talking about spending some time with someone. And you're talking about spending a couple hours getting to know someone and, you know, doing that thing where you're longing to look in their eyes and spend some actual time with them, which is a whole nother thing.
Right.
And when
and
you
then,
call girls, usually that is not what you're doing, right?
When someone's looking for a call girl, prostitute, or whatever, they're paying for sex. Okay,
let me just say right now, call girls not a prostitute. Well, I guess we are kind of, but you know, it's a whole nother thing right there.
Well,
call
you're
girl
paying
is different from the girl that's standing on the street.
Yeah, you know, get your yah yah, mama, da-da, whatever that.
I know, there's a whole,
you know,
we'll get into that some other time, but there is a difference between a call girl and the girl that's standing on the corner.
Well, oh, yeah, there's different levels of that. But the PSC,
mm-hmm.
you also mentioned the PSC. And mm-hmm. I think you read my message this morning. You know, I'm fortunate. You know, I mean, I have the best of both worlds. I have a DF, you know, my girlfriend, who also provides the PSC. So, you know.
Oh, okay. And by the way, I think I just have to say this really quickly. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. But for those of you that don't know, it's called PSC is a porn star experience. So basically, it's straight sex, no chaser.
Is that
a good way to say it? Straight sex, no chaser?
Yeah.
You know, you just
balls
to the walls. It's just fuck, and that's it.
Yeah,
and
we're
on after 11 o'clock. So, yeah, let's just fuck,
just,
and that's
right.
it.
It just be,
you know,
a wild good time, that experience, whatever
yeah,
that
it's
guy
a wild good time, and then let's just go.
Or is to him, yeah. Whatever
you
the know, guy.
But when you start getting, I agree with Lolo. It's a wild good time, and then let's go. But when you get into a GFE, that's a whole other thing. It's talking about spending some time, let's talk, let's chat, maybe even go to dinner. But in
right.
some cases, let's go to dinner.
I
but do. We're actually talking about kissing, touching, doing all kinds of things. It's not just straight sex.
Right. So, you know, I have a girlfriend, which you know well, you know,
mm-hmm.
the person I put
well,
on that pedestal. But she also
yeah.
does, I mean, she's not inhibited. Inhibited is that the way I'm saying I'm still waking
yeah.
up. She has
yeah.
no
right.
inhibition in the bedroom. I mean,
okay.
you know,
oh, yeah, there's no problem with
I
that.
Mean, she's, you know, so I mean, you know, we do what we do. So, I mean,
so you have
mm-hmm.
The best of both worlds, which you have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you do.
You know, so it doesn't help that she looks like somebody, one or two that I talked to. She has a she's a striking
oh, don't tell on yourself now, honey.
I mean, I know she's not listening, but you know she looks like one of you two. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know I did tell her myself, but she looks like one of you two. One of you two can figure that out because we talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just a lucky coincidence on my part. You know?
Oh, wow.
I was fortunate in that she looks like somebody. Well, leave it at that. But,
you know, in saying this, not to interrupt you, but I have to say this really quickly because it just came to mind. And I'm so sorry. But it just came to mind. Mm-hmm. I have a really, really close friend who came to me mm-hmm. and goes, you know, my boyfriend tried to get me to go down on him. And, you know, he was, like, holding my hair. And I don't do that because I am the girlfriend. I'm the one who's going to be a wifey. I am not the other girl.
What?
Oh, wow.
That's exactly what she said.
Wow.
And I was like, well, how do you think I keep my man at home? Because
yeah,
I go down on it. Oh, and not even to do a Niecy Nash on that one, because I wasn't even
wow.
going there until I
yeah.
said it.
Because
I know you all saw my Facebook page. So Niecy, yeah, she was like, you know, I don't do that. That's what the other girl does. So
yeah.
that might also
crazy.
Be the reason why some people are going, well, you know, I need the girlfriend experience because my girlfriend, she's like, you know, I'm trying to be the wifey. I'm not trying to go
exactly.
down on you and you know, suck some things.
The wife should be doing more than the girlfriend. I'm sorry. In my opinion, the wife should be doing more than what the girlfriend is doing. I mean, I was the wife,
that's how
I feel. Yeah.
See,
I agree with you.
I need to hurry up and watch some Star Trek, so I'm going to go down on you really quickly so I can get it over with. But
well,
I'm
going
to lie, I'm doing it because I got other things to do.
Well, we'd be
yeah.
watching Star Trek together, Sierra. You know, I'm going to check you too. So we'd be watching it together.
I think
so
a lot
have
of
have you heard that before?
Can't get
we might have to take it.
It always surprises me when girlfriends, they were like, no, I'm about to be wifey. I'm not going down on my man. I'm like, are you serious? You're not going down on your man? I will go down on him quicker than I will let him fuck me. Because I got other things to do. I got a whole house to run. So let me go ahead and get you off real quick and put your ass to sleep.
You just gave
damn it,
him
I told him myself, didn't
you're pretty much telling him, well, if you want that other stuff, it's okay. I don't care if you go out there and pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, so I believe it because you're telling me, and I probably have friends who, you know, have done that. But, I mean, why would you pretty much give your man a blank check? That's the phrase I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
To pretty much say, okay, well, then you talk in an open marriage.
There's some guys that
really
want to do it regardless of what's going on at home, but you shouldn't give him that blank check.
You're just saying, well, I don't care.
Okay, so Lola, let me ask you this. I got to ask you this because, you know, I totally saw this. By the way, I just repeated what I heard. But do you think that going down on a man every single day will keep him out of the whole pool, out of the whole GFE pool?
No, I don't. It depends on the, let me say this, it depends on the guy. Depending on the guy, because there are some guys, you know, with my research, that's going to do it regardless because it's some type of thrill to them. It's some type of they're getting something else out of it than just an orgasm, you know, but I think it just depends on the guy. But
Lola said, according to my research.
Yeah.
No,
I had to go there. You said, according to my research.
Yeah,
so how much research have you done, honey?
According to my research. It doesn't hurt.
According to my research.
It doesn't hurt to be able to satisfy your man at home. I think some women get relationship and they forget the reason why they got married in the first place, the reason why the guy started dating them in the first place. I think it's okay to spice it. It's okay to spice it up sometimes. Not every day, but
I believe you, honey.
Yeah,
can I ask you
to keep everybody happy, even for the husband.
Can I ask you questions? Yeah. Was this because the people that I tend to because
you know I can't keep
way,
a man.
I think these are churchy. Can I ask? Is your friend a quote unquote churchy person? You know what I mean. You know what I mean by
person.
Churchy.
I know what you mean by churchy. I grew up in a church. I'm not really a churchy person, but I know about churchy. I don't know. Lola, you know about churchy people?
I know about churchy people.
Churchy people,
they're usually
freakier
than I am.
Yeah, some of them, a lot of them are. But there are some
churchy
people who are truly churchy people. You know, because, I mean, I got to do the churchy thing tomorrow. I have to go to a funeral. But, I mean, some of the biggest hypocrites are, quote-unquote, churchy people. But there are some truly churchy people who feel like your friend feels.
She wasn't going to have sex. She said that she didn't want to go down on him. If you
but
really,
certain
sex.
Things, yeah, there's certain things that quote unquote churchy people, you know,
like
just,
a taboo.
I mean, besides, yeah.
Okay.
So I mean,
where did we go?
Thing.
Churchy people do what?
I mean,
some
taboo.
Churchy people eat
okay,
it
so
though,
what?
Like
what are taboo
sex.
To churchy people?
I don't. Whatever that person, he's just saying some things are.
Right.
Okay, I grew up in a Jehovah's Witness relation. I grew up as a Jehovah's Witness, so everything is churchy to me. So, everything is taboo to me. So I want to know what the rest of the world is thinking. I need to know.
I'm
going to hell.
I grew up in a churchy family, but the women in my family are women that enjoy satisfying their mate. I could say that. So
whatever that
may be. For my church.
Okay, see,
family,
yeah,
we're
Jehovah's
not,
Witnesses
don't
believe in that, but everything is for procreation, and that's it, and nothing else. So I don't know about that.
Yeah,
I'm just going to hell.
Oh, my goodness. Stop
and they
it.
Don't even believe in hell, so.
Stop it.
No, they don't. I'm not lying. If I'm lying, I'm dying, honey.
I
no,
know
they don't even believe in hell.
But
they don't.
I do think, like he said, so in some cases, it could, the guys are looking for this GFE. In some cases, because some things are missing at home. You know, like I said in my research, you know, I have a baby, and then after the baby, she didn't want to be intimate anymore. And not only did she not want to be intimate, she didn't even just want to get a conversation. He couldn't even talk to her because it was all about the baby. So
it's just like bad after you have, I personally have never had children. So is sex completely different when you have children? I wonder these things.
For her,
yes,
it depends on that person.
There is, because I was a psychology, I minored in psychology in college. There is the term which I can't think of now, but. Yes, that's a psychological condition where after a woman
it's
has
completely
a baby
different.
Because, yes, they lose interest in sex.
Wow,
altogether.
So that is I never knew.
And it
could
be,
I'm learning some new things tonight.
And it could be temporary, you know, like Lola said, it's all about the baby, or it can be something that goes on for a while. When it goes on for a while, yeah, you're gonna run into a situation where that man's going to get frustrated, and he's
uh-huh.
going to seek his release elsewhere.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Whether he's cheating and has an other woman, or he goes out and
oh, really?
Decides to,
well,
or he's going to get it somewhere. Let's put it like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I have a question, though. Like, once a woman has a baby, and again, you're talking to a woman who's never had a baby here. So I know even at 40-something years old, I've never had a child. So is it different, or maybe you're not so much attracted? I mean, because I know women gain weight, but damn, I've gotten older.
No,
I've gained weight. But do you gain weight, and do you not attracted?
That's part of it.
For some women, it's not for the majority. It's just a few.
But what is it for a man? I mean, how do you as men feel? Do you feel like you have to go outside of it because she's not that young version that you, not, and I don't mean virgin as in virgin, but I mean,
I know what you mean
the young version that you had before. I just really think about that all kind of thing because, you know, I'm always trying to keep myself young, honey. And, you know, even though I'm in my 40s, I keep myself young.
You look good. You look good.
I try. I was thinking about these things.
I think that it's sometimes it's the man who doesn't want to have sex with the woman anymore because, like you said,
mm-hmm.
she's gained weight or whatever. And sometimes it's the woman who loses interest in sex either because she's focused on the baby or she doesn't feel that she's that young, beautiful, you know, pre-baby, pre-pregnancy woman that she once was. Sometimes it's gynecological. Ooh,
that is just
11
interesting.
11 o'clock at night.
No, I got to say, that's just interesting. I'm like, oh, my God, I never want to have children. If I'm going to be like that, oh, my God. Oh, my God. No,
oh my
I'm baby. Serious. If I'm going to have a children and I'm going to solely not be into sex, I'm not having children. Fuck all that. So,
I don't think that would be.
Fuck all that. Okay, I hate to say this, but we have to take a really quick break. If you don't mind, we're going to take a really quick break. I'm sorry, and pay a little bit of bills. We just got to pay a little bit of bills. So we're going to talk to you all in just a second, and we're going to go on and on about this.
Look me in my eyes, tell me that I'm sexy. I'm not no porn star, but I fuck up like a porn star. My stroke game got a shooting off. She hoping I don't use it all. She pulling on me like, come here. I'm pushing on her like, oh yeah. She classy, but she nasty. And you know what? I don't care, her juice spitting, cause the way I'm hitting her pretty ass got a good grip. She don't miss a drop, she getting a drip. She make a thing pop, do a full split. No, no hands, she bounce on it. Got long dick, sit down on it. Now hold it there, let me pound on it. Hold it there, let me pound on it. You ain't new to this, be the uterus. I thug her out, no bougie shit. I dug her out, real movie flick. Two nuts and I make a split. Cause it's back to the money after milking the honey. Vampire life, I'm gone when it's sunny. Then I'm laid up, cause a nigga paid up. When a nigga raised up, she getting glazed.
God, okay, this is the down low. Just wanted to let you know this is the down low. And my name is Sierra, and I have my sexy co-host Lily Lane. How you doing, girl?
I'm good.
And I just wanted to let you know that was Andrea Morrell, doing something sexy right there. I didn't even know that. And the name of the song was Art of Seduction. I just gotta say that right now. I'm like so stoked. I didn't know that. Did you know? I did not know. So anyway, again, that was Andrea Morrell with the Art of Seduction. So we just had to post that up there and just say a little something, something. But we're going back to the whole GFE thing because I just have to talk about this. And I got some thanks to say. Oh, my God. Thank you. You all have got me. You got me flipping my hair over here.
Why?
I just gotta let you know, you got me flipping my hair. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh. You got me flipping my hair. So I did not know about these things, about things that men want. I did not know because, you know, most of the time men just want to, you know, just get their little things off. And I ain't going to say little things. Sometimes it's some big things. You know how it is.
No, not all of them. Some of them want some.
See, I thought it was all about getting the thing off. I didn't know you wanted some cuddle time. Maybe that's why everyone was like, oh, my God, you just kicked me out last night. I was like, oh, I got my cuddle time. You can go. Honey, you can go. I don't have time for all of that. But, you know, sometimes we have some things to do. And don't get me wrong, I love to talk to a man. I totally love to talk to a man.
You know, men sometimes can be bigger, you know what, and I don't want to call them the B word, but they can be bigger bitches than ladies sometimes. You know that. They can be a little
That's
more
That's what I heard,
emotional.
But I heard that wasn't really true, but I'm starting to learn some things, honey. I did not know about this. Oh, do we have another caller? I think we have another caller.
Oh, that's
maybe? Maybe we do.
Hello?
Maybe not. Oh, there we are. Yes, we do, honey. Okay, you about to preach to me, aren't you?
I thought y'all didn't even care. Come on.
I thought y'all just wanted to push it in and let it go.
Oh, no. Well, to me, there's a difference between a GFF and a FB.
Okay, first of all, we just got to ask. I'm sorry. I just got to ask this right now. Where the hell are you calling from? And can you give us a fake name? I'm just going there.
That's fine, Sierra. This is Greg from 405.
Okay. See, he's calling me out right now.
And what
do you think about the GSE?
Do what now?
I said, what do you think about the GSE?
Wait a minute, he didn't tell me where he was calling from.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
As
Oklahoma,
James
yeah, okay,
me,
we'll go with that.
Oklahoma Thunder.
Okay. Okay, we got you. We got you.
Okay, tell us everything. Tell us everything.
All right, now a FB, of course, is Fuck Buddy. No emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know about FB. FB now. Oh, we have FB. There's so many things.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have FB, a PSE, and a
no
GFE.
Emotions. Now a DFB, I would call a girlfriend, also Fuck Buddy. But a little bit more emotion.
Okay.
So,
which one do you prefer? What would you prefer?
I actually like both.
Okay.
Now,
if a woman has no emotions towards the guy,
you know, I gotta ask, which one do you pay for though?
I don't pay for nothing.
We're not talking about paying.
Oh, okay. So
paying.
You're not paying for any of this. We're not even going GFE because you have to pay for a GFE.
Put it this way.
We're not talking about paying here. We're talking about just the experience.
A Fuck Buddy, I will not pay for dates or dinner or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So seriously, you can call her and like, just come on over right now, and we're just going to do what we're going to do, and I'm not doing anything. I'm not paying for even dinner. You would just go there with her, and she's okay with that.
And see, that's a Fuck Buddy.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Lord, she understands. She understands.
That is like too low for me.
She
didn't even get dinner.
Now a girlfriend. Fuck Buddy.
But the Fuck Buddy doesn't even get dinner.
Yes.
Oh, but you're just the Fuck Buddy.
Because it's mutual. All I want is sex.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
so you
okay.
only call her after 9 o'clock at night, right?
No. It could be at 5 p.m.
Oh,
it
damn.
It could be whenever it hits you and she's ready to do it. It can be
whenever. Damn.
Okay, I got it.
I've never been a Fuck Buddy that early in the day.
But,
I've been a Fuck Buddy, but not that early. It's like 2 a.m. in the morning and we're both drunk. So.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. Most guys are, you know, okay, well, I've had, you know, a lot to drink. And it's like, oh, shit, 1 a.m., oh, fuck, I ain't got nothing yet. Okay, well, let me go ahead and call my Fuck Buddy.
Okay, okay.
But no, I'm going to go ahead and call mine. It's like, hey, be here tomorrow, about 5, 6,
so,
7.
So, you have a few. You have like, a whole list of three-letter people, huh? But,
no.
Why do you think guys are so empty right now? Why do you think guys are looking for that?
Well, I mean, as far as a girlfriend and FB, it could be.
This is GSE. Why are guys so into the GSE experience right now?
Well, they want to actually check your phone. Wine and dine. Wine and dine.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want to hear all of this, but unfortunately we're at the end of our show.
Oh, wow.
And I want to hear more of this. So you really do have to come on Twitter We're
going to have to do a part two. We're going to have a part
two. Yeah, we're going to have to do a part two on this one. Anyway, thank you so much. I'm serious. You're going to have to do a part two on this. So you can find me on Twitter at SierraDevine.com. And you can also find Lola. Where are you, Lola?
Lola Lane Triple X.
Lola Lane Triple X. And you can also find me at Sierra, SierraSecret.com. Oh, my God, I hate to cut this short because this is so interesting. I'm finding so many old things about this. But you know what? Man, I so much listen to all of you people on the download because you all just tell me everything, and I love hearing it all.
It was a great show.
And I love telling you everything.
It was a great show tonight. Really interesting, huh?
It was very interesting. I just love hearing the dirty parts. But, you know, you can always hear us here on the download on Friday night at 11 p.m. here on Dollhouse Radio.
Check us out.
Definitely. And you can also always hear us here at SierraSecret.com. And you can see me on Twitter, which is Sierra Devine, at Sierra Devine, and on Facebook, SierraDevine.com. Lola, you're everywhere, right?
I am on Twitter, Lola Lane, XXX.
There you go, sexy girl.
Don't let her get turned up. She might hit her for a reason. I can tell her all my secrets. Cause I know that she gon' keep up. Ain't nothing come between us. That my main one. That my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now. The only girls that I love.
Yeah, my main.
Been down with her since day one.
Yeah, my main.
Can't nobody break this up.
Yeah, my main.
We never fight over them boys.
Yeah, my main.
Playing with these dudes like toys.
Yeah, my main.
Vacay with me in Miami.
Yeah, my main.
Front row with me at the Grammy.
Yeah, my main.
She my hero for a reason.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can tell her all my secrets.
Oh, oh, oh.
Cause I know she gon' keep on.
Oh, oh, oh.
Can't nothing come between us.
Oh, oh, oh.
That my main one.
I eat it in the morning like cereal. Here we go, here we go. We ain't done yet. When she call me Big Daddy, I love that. That's my main, that's the one I curve all these old folks. Got my name tatted on her body like a cholo. Ten toes down, fun, fun, she a rider. Game busy in a fire. She get her own money and she ballin'. She cancel what a real, real callin'. That's my main thing. Every week we on the same thing.
And even when I fall, it ain't in here right now. I wanna see you point it out. Who been with me since you won't turn on before anyone? If it ain't in here right now, I wanna see you point it out. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now. I said that my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she know that she my ride.
There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone.
Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.